The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Every team, every topic, everywhere, this is Believe.
Why, hello, hello, everybody, and welcome, yes, to another episode of Bravo East Coast Housewives. I am your main bitch, Kim, and yins, guys, I am fresh off of this past episode of Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. It's literally like 9:42 Eastern Standard Time, and the shit just ended, a little bit more than a half an hour ago. Ooh, what did yins, guys, think about this episode? Here's the thing. I am kind of over it in a way. And here's my whole stance on this whole thing with Beverly Hills. I'm just not buying it anymore. I'm not buying it. I mean, at least when Lisa Vanderpump was on and all that shit was happening in real time and all this stuff, I didn't feel like every scene was as polished, and it doesn't seem real anymore. And here's the reason why. With this episode that just happened with Lisa Rinna and Erica Jayne especially, and I know that people have been talking about it via social media for a little bit as far as them playing into the villain part and all that shit, but first of all, this whole Kathy Hilton and Aspen situation, I knew it was going to happen. I knew that we would not find out what the fuck happened realistically. Also, because basically I think Kathy would fucking sue everybody because she's Kathy Hilton and all that kind of stuff. Kathy, don't sue me because, let's be frank, I don't have much. So there's that. But I'm also not saying anything. But I feel like with Lisa Rinna, when she went to Crystal's 39th birthday, first of all, Crystal, looking good, honey. Don't even look 39. Yes. But when she's like, Crystal, I have to go. I just can't get over what happened in Aspen. And she was like being so, listen, I know you're a soap opera actress, Rinna, but like I wasn't buying your performance with this. It was just killing me softly, not with your song or your words. So that was just way melodramatic to me. And even in a Watch What Happens Live post tonight, everyone was saying that Lisa's probably acting a little melodramatic about how Kathy freaked the fuck out at that bar that they were at. Now, also, let me give Erica Jayne props, okay? Claps for you, Erica Jayne. I would give you the Oscar of the night, okay? When she's sitting there with Diana and she's talking about Kathy, and she does the whole Erica, like, you know, Lisa Rinna, she was texting me a play-by-play throughout this whole thing. And all I'm saying is, if we're going to come after Erica for the attitude, oh, we're going to have to go after everybody. Oh, when she said that shit, let me tell you, I was like, rewind, play again. Rewind, play again. Should I do it again? No, I won't fucking do that to yins, guys. But I thought that was hilarious. I loved it. But again, it was super melodramatic. Like, this is not supposed to be like a super high class performance here. This is fucking reality TV, okay? And yes, granted, reality TV isn't necessarily all reality, but this is like too played up for me. Did I enjoy it? Yes. Do I love Garcelle being a badass? Yes, because she is not apologetic for anything for the most part. And we saw that on Watch What Happens Live. Is Dorit a flip-flopper with friendship? Yes, we have seen that in the past and that will never change. And that is her character. But yeah, this episode was okay. I mean, I enjoyed it thoroughly. I just am sick and tired that they're still dragging on this Aspen trip. First of all, it didn't even look that fun to begin with. I would rather go on a trip to Aspen with those Salt Lake City bitches than these Beverly Hills bitches. Like, I cannot deal with them. And let me just say, props up to Salt Lake City. The previews look amazing. Yes. Also, too, can we just quickly talk about Jen Shah and her appearance? We obviously know something had to have happened. I don't know if she went all Wendy Osefo on our asses, but it might have seemed that she has gotten an ass. Now, if you see the picture of the ladies for this upcoming season, whenever I look at Jen Shah, I just think of Jessica Rabbit. Am I the only one that sees that? I mean, she's wearing a silver dress as opposed to the red dress that Jessica Rabbit wore in Roger Rabbit. But that's what I see. Does she look good? Yeah, she looks fine. You know, you do you. You know, different strokes, different folks, whatever. But I just wanted to say that. I just wanted to make an observation. Another observation that I saw, and I fucking loved it. The commercial for My Potomac, ladies. Oh my God, they look fucking fierce, okay? Robin with those glaring eyes. Girl, I love you. You know this. Yes. And Giselle, I mean, I didn't love your hair. I mean, the whole, it's just the highlight, it's not my vibe. And I don't think it's your vibe either. I think you might be a little bit too old to be doing that shit. And honestly, you don't need to do that shit to look good. Anyways, I did like that little commercial that they are showing on Bravo. If we get into some little topics here. Oh, also too, sorry, scatterbrain today. What the fuck? I appreciated, Bravo, that you were playing old school Roni. Yes, baby. Does that mean, Bravo, that Roni is coming back to us? Because we have long missed them. And I know that doesn't make any fucking sense with the sentence that I'm trying to form. But we miss Roni. And I love the fact that it was the season where Carol and Bethany were trying to figure out their shit. And then when they were in, what was it? They were in Colombia, right? Tinsley took them on the trip. And Luann had just gotten out of rehab or some shit. And then Dorinda's drinking. And then Luann's like, oh, she's starting. And then Dorinda comes and she's like, oh, yeah, I am not the one with the mugshot. Yeah, you just started. You know, doing the Dorinda-ness that she is, that she does. Oh, I love that. And then at the season finale, oh, my God, with Viva la Diva. I recall vividly in my mind when Bethany's talking to Carol at the bar. And then Ramona, Ro-Ro, as I like to call her, comes up and says, you know what, Bethany, I want to like talk to you. And then Bethany's like, excuse me, I'm talking to Carol. Like, I don't need you to be here. And then just cue Ramona with her words. Wow. Wow, Bethany. Like, wow. Wow. I want to have a conversation. Wow. Oh, fuck. I miss New York. I fucking miss New York. Bring back New York, baby, when it was New York. You know what I'm saying? Like, ugh, I appreciated that. And then the other day, they played old school Vanderpump, which I also appreciated because we all know that that shit is, well, where is it going? We don't really know yet, but it's going somewhere. Speaking of Vanderpump, I'm seeing Raquel all over the place on social media, in the fucking blogs, on the fucking social media streets. What does this girl have that I'm trying to figure it out? Is she dating Tom Schwartz? Is she not dating Tom Schwartz? Why is she all over the universe all of a sudden? I don't understand it. Will she be at BravoCon? And if so, are people going to make that big of a deal about her as they are on social media? I'm just trying to figure it out because I don't really understand it. She's a nice girl, seems like a nice gal, but I definitely don't think that she is meant for reality TV. She's a pretty face. She's got the model body. Good for you. You're not good for reality TV. That's all I'm saying. It's almost like bring back Stassi because she stirred up shit and she was fucking crazy as fuck. And that's kind of like what we loved. Raquel didn't really bring that. She just had James to help elevate her in the reality mess. So I'm trying to figure that out too. But if I look at some news stories here, yes, I'm at Reality Blurb. Let's start here. Ooh, says Lisa Rinna claims that Kathy Hilton threatened to destroy Kyle Richards and take down Bravo while in Aspen as the co-stars react. Now, here's what I'm thinking before I read this story. I'm not going to read it to you because that would be, what the fuck? Why would I be doing that? What I'm thinking is, Kathy knows that she said some fucked up shit. And it's funny because we never even heard what the hell Kathy Hilton said at that bar. Every woman was talking about how she lost her mind and she went crazy and oh my God. But no one ever said what the hell she said. Now, here's my thoughts. It could not have just been about taking her sister down and her family. I don't believe it whatsoever. Because if it was, I'm pretty sure Bravo would air that shit. 1,000%. 1,000%. I feel like it's something super controversial, super inappropriate. And because it's Kathy Hilton and she's pretty much like Disney and they fucking rule the world and all this stupid shit. Although I don't really want to give the Hiltons like Disney. I really love Disney. But anyways, Walt Disney. But anyways, okay, I digress. But I feel like because it's Kathy Hilton and she's got like a shit ton of money, she's probably already threatened everyone at Bravo at NBC and says, you know what? I have all this money. Fuck you, fuck you, fuck you. Maybe she freaked out at them and like she basically, maybe she threw out like, hey, you better shut the fuck up. You better sign this or I'm going to sue you. Is that the case? I don't know. But I wouldn't be surprised if that is what could have happened. But yeah, that's what I think. I think because Kathy Hilton is Kathy Hilton, she's super higher up than I guess all of Bravo and the Bravoverse and NBC that she can take pretty much anyone down. Not she, I think it's more her husband. But yeah, man, that's what I think. Because I think if it was just Kathy and, I think it was just Kyle and her family, Bravo would have aired the shit out of it. And they would have loved every second. I think Kathy has more control over this whole situation, not only within the show, but I also think the whole network. Damn Kathy Hilton. Ooh! Now, what the fuck does this article say? Oh, Lisa says in her confessional, if we recall, she says, quote, I've never seen anything like this in my life. I am still in shock from what I experienced. It's not something I would have ever imagined coming from anyone in this group, let alone Kathy Hilton. Here's my thing. Here's my thing on this. Well, it did. Get the fuck over it and let's move on. Let's do something more exciting. Like, I'm tired of hearing about this whole shit. This season of Beverly Hills has been boring to me. It's the same old shit. It's Erica and her legal thing. And now it's Kathy and her crazy ass shit with what she says. Like, I need something better. Let's get to fucking Salt Lake City. Thank God next Wednesday, because I feel like they will lift us up. Unfortunately, my Dubai ladies, shout out Chanel Ion because I love you and you know it. Shout out to Lisa too because she's a badass bitch. I love her too. Actually, just shout out to all of those women because they're fabulous. And yes, I even include Caroline Stanbury. She's grown on me, just saying. But Chanel Ion is still my number one. Ooh, one thing that I thought was amazing, Lisa Rinna put this on her fucking Instagram not too long. A couple days ago, whatever. And she said, Sunday truths. I'm like the LeBron James of Housewives at this point. You can't afford to lose me. Ooh. And she, I think she tagged Michael Rapaport. He must have said something whenever he was on Watch What Happens Live. I can't really remember it. So apparently in these streets, in these blogging streets, they're saying that Lisa Rinna is saying, hey, you want me? I cost $2 million. That's like higher than Teresa, because I think Teresa was the highest paid. Her and Vanderpump, whenever she was still on the show, I think they were the highest paid. Lisa Rinna's like, hell no. You are going to pay me the $2 million because I bring this shit. It's great. I also enjoyed the fact someone put this on their Instagram whenever the show was going today. It was Bravo. Let me see. What does it say? Bravo L-E-B quotes. Bravo. Pff, oh my God. I'm fucking an idiot. I can't believe I just did that. Ugh! Bravo Leb quotes. I am so sorry. That's the Instagram handle. I'm so sorry that I butchered your name because I can't read. What the hell? Bravo Leb quotes. I enjoyed this. It was a picture of Lisa and it says, Kyle is way more famous and way more successful than Kathy Hilton's ever been. Is it really? Is this really what Beverly Hills has come down to? Tit for tat on who's more famous than who? I can't with this anymore. I can't subscribe to this. It is killing me. It's bizarre. It's absurd. Yes, I'm still watching it because whatever. But like, it's gone too far. Beverly Hills, please step it up because all these other franchises are crushing you. They are crushing you with content. They are crushing you with enjoyment via me. And you guys just have to be better than the gap. Be better than the gap. As Ryan Gosling would say on Crazy Stupid Love. Ooh. I miss him, by the way. He's pretty hot. So is his partner, Eva Mendes. Yas. Other fun fact about Beverly Hills, I don't know if Yin's guy saw it. John Hamm. Mad Men's John Hamm. Yes, John Hamm and John Hamm and Bridesmaids. I can't get anything right today. So John Hamm went on Howard Stern the other day. And I guess Howard Stern was basically saying, oh, yeah, well, I'm really into the just one franchise of the Housewives, and that's Beverly Hills. And then John Hamm says, oh, yes, I started my journey, believe it or not, with New Jersey. And then I went across the river. I went across the water. I think it's a river, right? What the fuck? I went across the water to New York, and then I flew west, and I went to Beverly Hills. So that dude watches three of them. He says that he can't get into Dubai or Atlanta and all this other. Why, John Hamm? Okay. Are you working? If you are, okay, cool. Good for you. But you should still be watching it because Jennifer Lawrence is still watching it and she's an Oscar winner. Just saying. But Howard Stern says, do you think Erica should have given back the earrings? And he says, of course I do. So yeah, John Hamm watches Beverly Hills. I'm sure a lot of the women, probably Erica in particular, loves that. She probably would want to hook up with him too. I mean, I would. Is he married? I should know that. I don't. What else is in the news here? Ooh, Real Housewives of Potomac. Candace Dillard shades Giselle's criminally offensive look in interview as Karen calls out Giselle's skunk hair. Woo, Kurt! Kurt's coming out and it's not even the premiere. Oh my god, I'm so excited! Oh, I can't wait for Potomac! As we saw on the trailer, it seems as if Chris Bassett, yes, Candace's husband, was coming after Giselle. And she didn't like it. She's like, what the fuck? I guess Chris went on Twitter after this whole thing happened and he said that it was finally his turn. And then Candace wrote some sort of post saying that viewers will defend deplorable behaviors this season. I guess it's coming from, you know, Giselle. Whatever. Candace, you know that you have a mouth on Instagram. You are one of those gals that hides behind the screen. And then when someone's out in front of you, aka Monique, you don't know how to handle it. And that's why she came coming after you. You poked the bear. She was the bear. She came at you. You can't be the poker in real life. You think that you can do it behind the screen. I don't even know what the fuck I'm talking about. But Yin's guys know. She hides behind the screen. She does all this shit. But when it comes face to face, she can't do a thing. She can't. She just still talks. She's a yapper. She's great for TV, though. I love it. I fucking love it. Would I be her friend? Probably not. But, you know, whatever. I wouldn't be Kathy Hilton's friend, or I wouldn't be Kyle's friend either. It is what it is. Would I be Robin's friend? Hell yeah. Would I be Giselle's friend? Hell yeah. Would I be Ashley's friend? Yes. Ion's friend? Pfft. Yes, I'd be her sister, please. I want to be sisters with her. Just, I don't have a sister, so I would love her to be a sister. Candace also wrote, Candace wrote this on her social media. I will get to the story. I'm sorry I'm taking so long. She says, I think that the network has a responsibility to step in when our interview looks are criminally offensive because my God, today. And then Karen's like, yes, you have skunk hair, Giselle. Oh my gosh. And then Wendy responds, "See, I told you all this season was going to be a mess. Ugh, Real Housewives of Potomac." That's not that crazy. Whatever. I just want to know what the hell is going to happen with Ray and Karen. And like, what the hell? She can have a side piece? I'm so confused. Beverly Hills needs to take notes whenever Potomac is going to be airing. Because Potomac has got lots of shit to be had that we will see. And Beverly Hills didn't have that. So they need to take notes so they can be better next season. What other news do I want to share with you guys? Ariana and Katie, what the hell is going on with their sandwich shop? Is it really, really happening? I guess they posted on Instagram. There was like a picture, a story or whatever. Who? Christina Kelly. One of their friends on the show. I guess they were at this little thing, whatever. And there's a big board that says something about her Los Angeles. So, I guess they're still in the process. And I guess they're showing the way that the sandwiches would look like. They're like wrapped in some sort of paper and tied really nicely. And it's all cute and all this kind of stuff. So, will it be happening? Hopefully. It seems as if it will. And then it also seems like Lala, she says that she's been in training. She's been training for this day. Something about her sandwich tasting. I guess they're doing some food snackaroo tastes. And then she says, "Y'all are not ready. I have never in my life." She's excited about, there's something about her in Los Angeles. So yeah, I guess that's in the process. It's coming. That article wasn't as exciting as I thought it was going to be, but hey, you got to read what you get, right? So you can report it to Yun's fine people. So that's basically my spiel for today, Yun's guys. Short, sweet, to the point. Not much about my East Coast bitches except for my lovely Potomac women. Yes, Teresa did Dancing with the Stars. I did not watch it because I don't necessarily want to see Teresa Giudice dance because I think that I would probably fall asleep. So there's that. But shout out, Teresa. I heard you did pretty good. Now, Yin's guys, thanks so much for listening again to me for another episode. Please follow me on Instagram. Yes, handle at Bravo Yinzer. Yinzer spelled Y-I-N-Z-E-R. And yes, follow us as well at Believe Network and at Believe Lifestyle. That's Believe, B-L-E-A-V. And until next time, Yin's guys, I hope you have a fabulous weekend. Super cannot wait for the Salt Lake City premiere next Wednesday. Now, as Yin's guys know, I don't keep up with Real Girlfriends of Paris. I gave it a shot. Not really interested. I'm hearing mixed reviews about it, to be quite honest. Maybe it'll surprise me eventually, but at the moment, I'm not really into it. Below Decks, meh, you know, it is what it is. I'm excited more so for the Below Deck, the one that's being in Iceland or something. It's somewhere. Norway? I don't know. Somewhere. But it's not like tropical or anything. So I'll be looking forward to that. Trying to think of anything else that's coming up. Southern Charm tonight. Damn. Even though it would be tomorrow because technically I'm still on a Wednesday here. But Southern Charm. It's fabulous. Craig is acting like a little bitch. He's exhausting, but again, he's great for the show, and we're going to see Shep blow up like a motherfucker to Austin. Craig's drunk as fuck, and he's fighting Austin to get in a fucking Uber. So, Yins, guys, I hope Yins enjoy it, because I know that I will be, and I'll be thinking of Patricia with a nice little cocktail, wishing that I would have one of those bourbon sours or a hot toddy. But I don't know how to make any of that shit, and I sure as hell am not going all the way to Charleston to knock on her door to find out that she wouldn't answer it. So, Yins guys, have a wonderful rest of the week. Happy weekend, and I will catch Yins next time.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.